This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. Hey, I live an hour from Bisbee, Arizona. Bisbee is the Cochise County seat, so county government is run from Bisbee, and of course, it's got its own city government. When I'm called for jury duty, I go to Bisbee, and I may or may not have told you this before, but spring through fall, I'm a vendor at the Bisbee Farmers Market. Yeah. So I've really grown to love that little town, that community, really. And I've made a lot of wonderful friends there. And one recent afternoon, it was in January, I bumped into my friend June up on the main drag. She sells these beautiful scarves in off the main drag, these beautiful scarves. But we started jabbering, and she described a hike in the Mule Mountains, and the manzanita was blooming. Oh, yeah, manzanita. January, February. The shrub, the point-leaf manzanita, with its beautiful red trunks, it blooms. These tiny white porcelain bells dangle from the branch ends. What a wonderful reminder. Yeah, so if I was missing native flowers in a stark grassland, a trip to the chaparral in the hills above our home would reward me with manzanita in bloom, Arctostaphylos pungens, yeah. It's always a treat in January and February. Actually, two species of Arctostaphylos near me, the aforementioned pungens, the point leaf, and later March, April, Pringle manzanita will bloom. But the early blooming point leaf, that's the one that's this delightful surprise in January and February, you know. Oh, you know what? In January, the great horned owls that are near us along the banks, they were courting. So starting at dusk and through the night, male and female calling to one another all night long. Oh, my goodness. Not only along the Ohalote, but in trees that surround our yard. Love was in the air. Love was in the air. Hoot, hoot, hoot. It was wonderful. And now it's all quiet. So I suspect somebody's nesting. Yeah. So here comes Valentine's Day, and speaking of love in the air, and I thought I could get Ms. Mosquitie, a big old box of chocolates or a bunch of those small candy hearts that have little things written on them. Be mine. I'm yours. Love you. I had to get her something. And one late afternoon, I was walking around our place with our dogs Choo-Choo and Farley, and their tails were wagging, and I checked on the chickens, and days are longer, so chickens are happy, and we were all feeling pretty good. The sun was going down, and I was thinking, well, I'll write a Valentine's right now. The chickens are happy, and the doggies are too, and I'm pretty happy. Yeah, it's true. The sun is setting, it's a favorite time, so I thought that I'd sit down and write a Valentine. It's been a long time since the evening we met at a place called the Unicorn, and I'll never forget. We had on down vests, and when we went outside, we hugged through thick feathers. Oh, my gosh, is what I sighed. Remember our doodles? It was our very first date. We met at your place. I know, I was late. But caldo de queso and a chimichanga was the fare, with chips and salsa for two lovers to share. It's true, I don't remember anniversaries very well, and I've forgotten some birthdays. Oh, man, what the hell? But a sundress, some earrings, and a certain night wind. You said I love you and the scent of your skin. 42 years is a very long time, but hey, we're still together, and that's a good sign. I'm just like a bad dog that won't go away. And sorry, Ms. Mosquitie, but I'm here to stay. The chickens are happy, and the doggies are too, and I'm pretty happy. Yeah, it's true. The sun is setting, and it's a favorite time. And I'm glad that I sat down and wrote this Valentine. I'm glad that I sat down and wrote you a Valentine. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.